Well, I just had a question about, I was listening to Ajahn Jay Saro talking, he was talking about the four Upadas, and talking about trying to incline the mind towards merit and you know, the positive aspects of what we've done, rather than what he said the mind usually goes towards, is just like Ajahn Chah would describe, like water that isn't dammed up just kind of flows towards the negative, kind of that's where it normally goes.
Yeah.
So I just, in terms of looking at merit or good actions, I find that it's kind of dry. It doesn't really, like, oh yeah, I've done these good things, and it doesn't really feel like, you know, I can really get, you know, kind of negative or angry about the bad things I've done in the past, but
what was that?
I can get negative or feel not very happy about the bad things I've done if I think about those, but on the other side, thinking about merit, it doesn't really, I don't have a sense of, like, really, like, happiness or lightness or, you know, kind of this dry.
You're more interested in the negative.
Yeah. Yeah. I can get a good, you know.
Yeah, you can get worked up about that.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering about how, you know, how you might recommend using that sort of merit good actions and trying to recognize or at least incline the mind towards seeing clearly, like, this is good and this is bright and this is...
Yeah, but I think just really paying attention to the difference of quality. There's a very different quality to a wholesome mental state and an unwholesome mental state. A wholesome action and an unwholesome action. There's a very different emotional tone to it. There's a different feeling internally. There's a very different result to it. So to be able to really assess that a bit more clearly and then to reflect and investigate, and, okay, why does the mind be able to generate kind of energy and interest over something that is negative but doesn't place a value on wholesome and skillful. Those are, you know, valid ways of directing an investigation. Also that, you know, one of the things that I found really helpful was the, I came across it in a set of preliminaries for in the Tibetan tradition. This one's developing practice and that reviewing on a daily basis, several times a day, of acknowledging from this morning till this afternoon at such and such a time, reviewing the actions that we've been engaged in, speech, thought, and acknowledging the unskillful, acknowledging the skillful, and then that dedication of setting an intention of developing and growing. But one of the things that I think is very powerful with that is that one is taking the actions from last night till this afternoon, from this afternoon till tomorrow morning, from the morning to that afternoon, so that over time you start recognizing that, because so much of the negativity is just a rehashing of the same old stuff. Memories from the past, and to really to be able to drop as moving and then drop and then this. Now that is the past, it isn't what this last period of 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, whatever it was taking. And as one gets more, continues to develop the momentum of that, and there's a very strong recollection and perception of that, of the overwhelming amount of goodness that one is steeping oneself in. It's not a theory anymore, it's not a concept. And that's really important because the mind does tend to drift to the unskillful, and then there's the unskillful perception, I am a negative person, I'm an angry person, I'm a good person. And you know, the reality is, you know, is that, you know, we're actually steeping ourselves in the wholesome, and we tend to trip ourselves up with a self-perception and then a habit of going to the negative. So that I think is a really helpful means of conquering that tendency. There's a bunch of other things in the set of preliminaries. I haven't looked at it for years, so